Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah 12 shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal ard minha arba'atun hurum. Allah says, from the day He brought the heavens and the earth into existence, He has created 12 months. And from the 12 months, there are 4 which Allah has declared as sacred. They are holy months. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had specified those 4 sacred months, Muharram and the month of Rajab. So Muharram and Rajab have already passed for this year. We are now in the last 2 months of the lunar year, the Islamic year, and both these 2 months are sacred months. And Allah has given a specific instruction with regards to these 2 sacred months. Allah says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not wrong yourself in these months. Meaning, do not commit sins. Now we know we are not allowed to commit sin during the entire year, whether it's a sacred month or not. But here Allah emphasizes it. Why? Scholars write, the sin that is committed in a sacred month is multiplied. It is doubled. And the same applies to the act of virtue. The good that is done and performed in these sacred months is also multiplied. Now, there remains exactly 1 month for the day of Eid. Exactly, approximately 1 month remains for the day of Eid. Now, prior to the day of Eid, you have Yawm Arafah, which is the best day of the year. We experience the best night of the year, Laylatul Qadr, in Ramadan. That's the best night. The best day of the year is Yawm Arafah, the day of Arafah. Now you find that Laylatul Qadr was found at the end of the month. Why? So the whole Ramadan you prepared yourself spiritually so that when Laylatul Qadr came, you were spiritually strong. The same must happen for Yawm Arafah. We are given 30 days, approximately 30 days now. Let us start preparing ourselves spiritually so that when the day of Arafah comes, we are spiritually strong. And then on the day of Arafah, which will most probably be on Sunday, the day of Arafah, that day you can exert yourself in worship and ibadah and dua, because it is the best day of the year and you are prepared for it. Why? Because there was the preparation that took place before it, just as you prepared yourself before the night of Qadr. May Allah grant us the understanding.